Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you
Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. It's time for that Big Facts. What's up, y'all? What up, what up, what up?
My mind was stabbered. That shit stuck in my head. I'm sorry. Oh, no. I can't help it.
How everybody doing? I gotta do it. I know y'all get tired of me doing it. I gotta check on my people. Everything's solid. Everything good.
Sure. I'm white tripping or something, but other than that, I'm fantastic.
Today we got the homies pulling up from Earn Your Leisure. You know what I'm saying? One of the top, if not the top, black financial literacy podcast. They're gonna give us some game on how we can get some money and how everybody watching can get some money. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we're gonna do today. But first, Jade wants to discuss.
Okay, so we're sticking with the new thing. Getting topics from our viewers.
Because we love our supporters.
We love our fax name.
There you go.
Yes.
www.bigfaxpod.com.
Salute.
Thank you for fucking with us.
Yes. Yep. Okay, so here's the topic for today. And it comes from Jennifer.
Time out. Before we do that, what's up with a lotto ticket? You hit the lotto?
You know, I'm trying to, you know, we're talking about financial literacy. You know, wealth, prosperity. I'm trying to manifest my prosperity.
I don't think that's part of
it. I'm trying to
part of the program, Jay.
I think it's part of my program.
If you win, I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you either way.
Damn, no, but you can't wait till I win to start
fucking with you.
Me.
My bad, I'm fucking with you. I ain't doing that.
Golly.
What Jennifer talking about?
Damn, Scream, okay. So Jennifer basically is asking, when you're involved with somebody and when you're in a relationship, your significant other, whoever, your boo, blah, blah, blah. When it comes to the holidays that are generally when people expect gifts, i.e. birthdays, Mother's Days, Father's Days, Valentine's, would you prefer a gift that you can show off to the world and say, hey, this is what this person got me so that people can see it? Or would you prefer an investment?
Oh, yeah,
that can make you money long term.
Oh yeah, you know you're asking the wrong person. Give me the money or investment every time. That's what I try to tell people. But you know, people try to give gifts from the bottom of their heart. You know what I mean? To show whatever they want to show. But
yeah,
give me the money that's gonna make more money. 9 times out of 10, the gift ain't gonna make more money.
Facts. What you think, Black?
Shit, I don't know.
would you rather the iced out watch or the title to a crib?
You saying from who? From your
the person
from your significant other.
I take whatever she give to be real.
Yeah. But would you rather?
What would you
prefer? Would you be happy if it was a title? It ain't gonna be no expensive, but it could be like a fixer up a house, because we seen people flipping houses, getting money.
Or would you like, would you prefer, like, instead of the iced out watch, a down payment on a Chick-fil-A or some shit like that?
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money, Jay.
You know a nigga want what's gonna make him more money.
Yeah.
But some niggas don't. Some niggas don't think that far.
Because the jury ain't gonna make any more money.
Choose the choices, whatever they call it. whatever you get me, I'm happy with.
The jury ain't gonna make you more money. We love jury. Yeah. It ain't gonna make you more money.
And it's gonna depreciate.
Nor it. Well, I guess somebody
knows. Depends on what kind of jury they buy.
That's true, yeah. Too. Depend on the watch. Depend on the Birkin. Jay, what you want, the Birkin or the something else?
Give me the Burger King.
The Burger King?
Fuck that Birkin. Give me the Burger King.
The Burger King, you can't buy a Burger King with Birkin. Birkins is 20, 30 bands, right?
It's a start.
You can't get you can get some stock in a Burger King. You're gonna get some Burger King.
Fuck that stock.
20, 30
bonds. I need tangible assets.
All right, so you got to bring it down to Birkin, Rolex, that.
Okay, that so type instead of a Birkin or a Rolex, you can go to the courthouse steps and buy me like 3 or 4 foreclosed properties.
That's what I'm talking about. And you'll be happy with that.
I'd be ecstatic with that. So why, and I'm going to flip that shit and bring us back some more money.
But you know what we're dealing with? We're dealing with the general people. They can't put that on the ground. They can't flex on the
Who
ground.
Who gives a fuck about the gram?
I'm with you. I'm just saying, they can't put that shit on the ground.
The gram?
That's what everybody else on.
What?
That's what everybody else is on.
Yeah, not
you
me.
You can put the title of the deed on, I have a new house. But you know.
But see, real red shit, bottoms even, and them Birkins when it comes, and, even when it comes to like, putting the title of the deeds and all that shit up, like, some shit you don't, like, some shit just needs to...
It's understood.
Like, it ain't even understood. It's just, like, when you put everything out there like that, people that don't want to see you win pray against you. Mm. And it's not even, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, whatever, whatever. Like, we're not going to get into all that. But it's just, like, when you're trying to be successful, you got to keep some shit to yourself.
I agree.
For sure.
I agree.
So it's not, that's why, like, I don't know. Like,
but I'm talking to faxing them.
Faxing them. Okay. What's up?
They want to go up on the ground. That's what I'm saying.
But see, faxing them that want to go up on the ground don't even have the mind frame to appreciate a gift of that caliber.
Okay.
Because, again, they're too concerned about the gram.
Makes sense. So what would you say to them? Because they at home right now throwing popcorn in the TV. Like, what the hell is she talking about, man? I want my Rolly. I want my goddamn Givenchy.
Nah, I'ma just say, you know what I'm saying? I hope that they not going back to an apartment with that Rolex or that Givenchy.
And, oh, that's happening.
You know what I'm saying?
Is there anything wrong with that, though?
No, it ain't nothing wrong with that. But at the end of the day, if that's like your number one goal, or if that's what you aspire for or whatever, you gotta, I don't want to offend anybody, but I mean, you just should try to get your priorities together. It's nothing wrong with living in an apartment. Apartments are great. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, like,
the air mattress in, yeah, the apartment, like, with the Birkin or Rolex
is not ideal.
She being politically correct.
That's the thing about it, is people don't know what they want till they get it.
Mm-hmm. True.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's just like you saying, goddamn, go buy me 3 properties. I don't know what to do with them. You just read about me a loss.
Big facts.
Yeah.
From Big Bank.
Real shit. If you go, what you gonna buy the niggas gonna teach me how to do it like these niggas we got coming in here?
Yeah.
Like, you gonna give me, buy me some shit.
Right, the manual.
I don't know the codes and shit. I lose the property. Like,
right, the manual.
You don't know what you want till you get it, man.
Yeah. Now that makes sense.
Like, niggas' mind don't go as far as to think about something to do when they don't know what the fuck to do with it. Yeah. See, I know what to do with the Rolex.
Right, where?
Throw it in the sky.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with no goddamn, all the rest of their stocks and all that shit. That shit just sitting there. Nigga feel like that shit ain't nothing.
Yeah. I just think that,
see, I can't put it in my pocket. That shit don't mean nothing.
The people that look up to the big people, right? If we were able to talk to Lil Baby or Dirk or whoever, all these niggas, they probably would tell these people, bro, we got other shit going on where we can get 20 of these bust down Rollies, because we got other shit going on, so waiting on a rap check.
Yeah, but they had to learn that, man.
For sure. They had to get in and get around the
circle. That was most definitely a process.
Circle of people to learn that. You don't learn that on the block. But you can learn it once you have a meetings with...
Shit, you can learn it on the block.
Learn what on the block?
Learn the stocks. Process. No, I mean, not actual
stocks.
Oh,
you learn business
literally,
on the block. Yeah, you
but
learn
you
how to
learn,
be a business
you know what I'm
man.
Saying?
Yeah. For sure.
How to maneuver.
Yeah, they're the best businessmen.
For sure. But in certain businesses, you got to have knowledge on how to work that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It could go the other way. If you put somebody from corporate on the block, they might not know what to do with the corporate. They wouldn't know what to do with the block business.
Oh, for hell no, of course not.
But it go both ways. Because you take somebody from the block and put them.
But a nigga from the block, I think a nigga from the block could adapt quicker to the corporate than a corporate nigga adapting to the block.
I ain't arguing with that. I'm just saying this.
A block nigga would be more versatile than a corporate nigga because they've had more experience in a broader field, for lack of a better way to put it.
I ain't arguing with that. It's two different sides of the world. I'm just saying that if you give a nigga that played football a golf club, you know, what the fuck are you giving me a golf club for? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just two different worlds.
But if you gave a nigga from the block a golf club, that nigga from the block is going to
beat somebody's ass with it.
He's going to beat somebody's ass with it. He's going to figure out how to break in a car with it. He's going to figure out how to do all types
of
different
things. That ain't
what the
golf club for, though, Jay.
I'm saying, but he's going to make a way and make it work. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I fuck with my niggas on the block. Yeah, salute. Like, what you taking, babe?
I don't know.
You fucking with the block. I know you fucking with the block boys, but
yeah, shout out to block boys.
Do you think that? Well, we can't say we've seen people from the block be successful in business. I see what you're saying. That you just diverse. You got street knowledge and you get that corporate knowledge and makes you powerful from top to bottom. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
If you go from, we don't see people go from corporate to the streets and get no money. Like, that's unheard of. I ain't seen it. I can't think of it.
Yeah, and corporate people that haven't been in the streets might not be able to handle what the streets come with. That's like my point, what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So before Earn Your Leisure pull up, big shouts out to them. If again, we ask this question because people ask this question to us all the time before they give us their spill and they don't ask Scream, Bank, and Jade and DM, if I'm fucked up and I ain't got no money, how would y'all suggest I get some money legally? We get that question all the time.
When you say no money, do you mean like the last $20,000 or like $0?
It sounds like these people talking about like a few bands. Not even no 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s. That's what it sounds like. We just going to assume that. They ain't say how much.
So can I ask a question?
But people's fucked up is different definitions for people fucked up.
Yeah, so like these people that are fucked up, is their credit fucked up too?
Shit, I don't know these people. They ain't not DMs. I don't know. But 9 times out of 10, and we get into that too, if
you don't have any
up,
money,
your credit probably fucked up. Yeah.
Man, he fucking getting away money right now.
Yeah.
What, the PPP?
All that shit.
That shit
on. Ain't better figure that. Shit, they ain't getting none of that.
Last year, and if they did, like I told you, that's gone. That they bottled that. They spent that All Star weekend.
Everybody have money right now. A lot of niggas still fucked up, but bro, niggas, a lot of niggas seen $100,000 out now off their laptop before they seen out the street.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Last year though.
Shit.
Now
niggas just getting that shit recently.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of robbing going on.
Shit. You know how this shit go? Everything one don't work without the other, bro.
True.
A nigga getting rich don't work without the robbers. Robbers don't work without the nigga getting rich. See,
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, it's like all this shit is a part of everything. All this shit.
All that shit makes the world go round.
Facts.
Basically.
What you think?
It's a lot of robbing going on.
Why you
Which me? Because niggas is fucked up. Because a year ago I prophesized niggas ain't gonna do the right shit with their PPP money. They're gonna fuck it off. They're gonna live like it's no tomorrow.
Fucked up, but shit. Who they? You saying like?
Who getting robbed?
Who getting robbed? People with money.
Yeah.
Shit. I mean, somebody got some money.
Yeah, somebody always got some money. Somebody always got, you go to Lenox, you find somebody with some money. They went to Lenox either A, because they got some money and they finna spend it, or B, because they ain't got no money and they finna be on some bullshit.
Shit, somebody slipping too, then they keep getting robbed.
Yeah. I'm just telling people get robbed. Y'all don't know nobody got robbed in the last 2 months in Atlanta?
I mean,
I know the robbers.
Yeah. I don't know the robbies, but I know the robbers.
Nah, this shit.
This shit fucked up.
All right, man. So, like, what the damn question? If you fucked up, what should we tell facts to do to get some money legitimately? Because they really be in their core in our DM saying, bro, I want to do right. But I hear
gotta,
some of the shit y'all talking about.
Shit, you got to respond and ask them what you know how to do.
That's real.
Do facts them have a car?
I don't know these people.
You don't know how to do something in order to get something.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to do nothing, just thinking something's going to happen to you is crazy.
Yeah.
Facts them, if they don't have a car, if they don't have credit, and if they, they're fucked up is like only a couple of thousand and not like, $20,000 or $50,000 or whatever. Ask them need to go get a little dip and go get a job.
Our first answer was get a job. That was our first answer to them.
Then go get a little dipper, like $1,500, little car to get around in.
Yeah.
Get back and forth to work and
drive Uber.
Running that shit up.
Okay.
Hell no, you can't drive Uber in a dipper.
Yeah, you can.
No, the hell you can't.
Drive Uber. I think you damn near be on a bike with Uber these days.
I thought Uber had Uber like Eats qualifications.
You can Uber Eats with the little bike.
You mean to tell me I could order an Uber today and a nigga come pick me up in one of them little Regals?
Shit, if you got a license, Uber will give you a car.
Yeah.
That too. You can lease it. But you'd be working to pay the car first, then you get profit. But I'm just saying, in the case of you got a motherfucker that is too good to get a job, right? What would you advise them to do?
I ain't getting no job, bro.
But
you gonna stay broke.
But there's a lot of people out there that they rather hustle in some shape.
How are they hustling and they fucked up? Like, but that don't even make sense.
I think that's what they asking, like, what can I do? What should I do? Because we telling them don't just rap and think that rap just gonna pay the bills, right?
Let's take this rap shit out of it, because
that's what I'm saying.
They might not
just go get a job, right? They might just not. So, should they print t-shirts, sell t-shirts? I say there's a lot of different things you can do. But I also say don't do some shit that you don't love doing, because it ain't going to turn out right no way if you don't love doing it.
They could.
Nah, sometimes if you fucked up, you got to do some shit you don't love doing to get to the doing.
To get there, do right. Yeah.
True.
Like, you got to take care of yourself, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, shit, if you can't find a way to maintain, I feel sorry for you. If you can't find a way to sell yourself.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
They can sell cupcakes. It's profitable for me.
Himself, yeah. No, whatever you're doing. Like, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It start with you. You know what I'm saying? It start with the confidence of what you got and whatever you about to do.
Facts.
Even if I go goddamn, if I go run around telling niggas, if you stretch this out as $1 million, you can only give me $100 for it. If I say that shit to enough people, somebody will give me $100 for this shit.
Mm.
Cause I believe that somebody will give me $100 for a blank ticket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just niggas don't. You wake up with that, man, the world owe me. With that attitude, you gonna stay broke forever. Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
If you gotta go in a nigga DM and ask them what you need to do for you, you gonna stay broke forever.
Mm.
I can see if I'm asking you what I need to do to get into the podcast business.
Or what I need to do with the business I already got.
Oh, yeah. You asking a nigga how to start from zero.
Right.
Real hustlers.
Let's get a job.
Yeah,
real hustlers live off the land. Hmm? No, okay, don't go blank on me. Real hustlers, like, figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Real hustlers will, like, put some shit together. Like, he said, like, if you have to ask another nigga how to put some shit together or how to figure it out and you're at zero, like, there's no hope.
Yeah, ain't no. We're just dead, friend.
This a job.
I love my job.
Me too.
To start it up.
I swear.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never thought I'd be doing no mic, being on no microphone, talking to smoking weed, talking to a child, drinking Ciroc and shit
mm-hmm.
on TV.
Right.
But I knew I was going to do whatever I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know if I'm going to be doing this next year. But I'm going to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Make sure them folks straight.
Yeah.
And myself. You know what I'm saying? So
next.
However that go, that's what that is. Like, I ain't calling no nigga, asking no nigga, or texting no DM no nigga. Ask no nigga what the fuck I need to do for me.
Hmm.
At zero. Drop your nut.
Yeah.
I think it's just because they look up to us, man.
It ain't that, bro. It's just a nigga want a conversation. You know what you need to do.
Yeah, go get some money.
Yeah,
figure out how to go get some money.
It's right. Just a nigga want a conversation or something. To me.
It's multiple.
Unless it's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I can see if it's a child. You know, so if you're a grown-ass man asking another grown-ass man think, what you need to do to feed your family.
But one of them, though, one of the DMs was like, I really don't want to go back to incarceration type shit. You know what I'm saying? So what was y'all saying? What's some shit you think I need to get into? I should have said maybe write, I don't know, write a book. I don't know.
All right, well, look, when you were locked
sometimes when you're incarcerated, you can't get a job. You can't go get a decent job.
When you were locked up, you just had all that time to think about that. You gonna wait till you get out here to think about that?
More facts.
Big facts.
Well, shit, you came out with a plan.
Yeah.
Have you tried anything?
Yeah.
What have you tried?
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna start fucking with him.
Yeah, like, yeah. And not encouraging anything negative, but when you're at ground zero, you don't have that many options. You don't really have any options if you're at zero, like zero ground, zero options. So goddamn, you gotta. The bigger the risk, the bigger the reward. So you got to do what you need to do or what you know how to do until you don't have to know how to do it.
Why you
say? What, bro?
I just said
what she trying to say, she don't mean. Don't say it. But I get what you're saying.
Okay.
But shit, at the end of the day, if it's by any means, it's by any means. And that's with anything that you know how to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what it is, bro. You better go watch the car. You better go do something that don't take this much thought.
Yeah.
To do something to make it.
They hiring niggas at Cactus every day.
They hire niggas everywhere to do everything. Niggas just don't want to do nothing.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hire niggas everywhere to do everything, man. Niggas just don't want to do nothing. Niggas feel like,
because
they know such and such, and they this person on social media, they this, they that. I can't be seen, but he folk, but don't nobody know you.
Right.
That's all in your head. Right.
And they really ain't going to see you once you fall off the map.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, that's all in your head. Everybody know you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
If you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what are you doing? You just lying to yourself saying you don't want to go feed your family because you piped up on Instagram with your Balenciagas on here and now. Mm. But I stopped, but we gotta go get you some motherfucking buttons. You gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like real shit.
Yeah.
And that's what like getting a job or, cause you said niggas just feel like early before y'all came on, y'all like niggas feel like, I just can't work. I get that. Cause I feel the same way. I just can't work, but I'm working.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like real shit. I can't have no boss.
And it took a lot to get here. Like I think people again fall in love with the result and not the process. So it took a lot to
You think it niggas want that shit instant. Like once again. Like,
shit,
everybody
that shit on here go like that.
It but you know, that's just a mindset that we stuck in, man. Like it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, it's fucked up. It's a mindset. A nigga want that shit. Nigga don't want to grind, period.
Niggas want that immediate gratification.
I remember that's what we used to try to do. Like, that was a motto. Like, I'm gonna let y'all niggas have this something. I'm gonna let y'all niggas have this. I'm finna grind the winner, so I'm gonna fire. I see y'all niggas next something from here.
Yeah.
I'm finna see what I can have to then. Like, that was our motto. Like, I'm finna stay. I'm finna beat the dough down. I'm finna beat the streets. I'm finna beat the dough down. Whatever I gotta do, I'm finna be here.
Mm. Yeah.
I ain't gonna be the nigga. When y'all come back, I tell y'all was a slow road.
Mm.
But I don't be any motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do what y'all want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with anything else you do. You get a job, nigga, if you got a job, them folk out there again, you 12 hours, hey, how can I get 16? How can I be in that motherfucker every day?
Mm.
All day. Because the money that I'm getting ain't working for what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I need to work more.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to put up 10% grind and think you're going to be rich?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it don't go like that at all.
Yeah, wake up, do this shit in your sleep, bro. For real. You 4-5 job. What you care, nigga? You ain't, you don't mean the word shit, nigga. You don't mean shit to nobody. You better go get yourself together. You, like, if you can't take care of your kid, you can't do whatever you need to do. You wasting time anyway. Like, cause you there, but you ain't there.
Mm-hmm. You just taking up air.
Be real with yourself.
Yeah. Well, Shorty can't eat no books, B.
Words of Big Bang. What's up, baby Jade? Hey, we're going to chop it up with the Earn Your Leisure cast right here on Big Facts today.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Facts is going down. Big Bang, Baby J. We'd like to welcome to Big Facts Podcast the brothers from the Earn Your Leisure movement.
Yeah.
Brought the whole movement.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for having us. Love is love.
And today we are definitely looking forward to answering some of the questions for some of the people that we don't know all the answers to, but basically people is always DMing us and asking us how to get some motherfucking money, especially if you're Black, you're in the streets, how can we get some motherfucking money? So
and keep it.
and keep it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody can get it, but everybody can't keep it. So,
facts.
What step? First off, tell us how y'all movement came together and what y'all was doing before y'all became, I guess, investors and had financial.
Introduce yourselves and elaborate.
Yeah, for sure. I'm Rashad.
I'm Troy. What's up?
Yeah, first and foremost, thank you for having us. Dope platform y'all got. I check y'all out all the time.
Salute.
Yeah, it was dope to even be invited up here. But, you know, we started financial literacy movement probably like 10 years ago, you know, coming from New York. I was a financial advisor. I played basketball, and, you know, I had hoop dreams. I didn't work out, so I always wanted to be in business, so I was a financial advisor in Detroit. You know, that's my boy. I speak to him every single day pretty much for, like, the last 20 years, and he was a teacher in the Bronx, and he brought me into his classroom to teach financial literacy, and I was nervous. Like, I mean, it's like going to schools, like going to jail. Like, I just get, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be in that environment.
Right. Yeah.
But it was really dope to see the kids actually, you know, be receptive to it. And they was, like, really, really into it. And that, you know, led to us developing a summer program. And we did that for about 8 years. It was a six-week program. And we ran it. And we did financial literacy as one of the key components of it. And then that just led to, like, it leaking on Instagram. And, you know, building an Instagram following. And then just the buzz just kept building and building, because the way we approached it was a lot different than how anybody else had ever approached it. Like, we approached it just how we are. Like, you know, as far as how we talk, the music that we grew up on, our fashion, like, we didn't wear suits and nothing like that. We just came with T-shirts and hoodies. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting for people to, like, that was the first time they really heard business on, like, a wide scale, talked like it was in a barbershop. And it just, like, caught wildfire. And then that led to us starting the podcast, Earn Your Leisure. And then that just turned into, like, a whole entire movement. So, yeah.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Now, I mean, like you said, like, I'm from the education background, so we know the first thing that when you teach kids is they have to be relatable. You have to be relatable, in a sense. So a lot of teachers, especially, they come in with their suits, their khakis on. We was coming in hoodies and sneakers. And so right away, kids recognized that we spoke the same language because they saw what we had on. And so, like you said, once they became receptive with us, now whatever we taught was easy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the first time we did it was a summer program, but we knew kids were coming in contact with money. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that was the big push. I'm like, all right, if these kids are coming in contact with money, they have no idea the value of it. They don't know how to treat it. They don't know the relationship with it. And so that became the real thing. And then he was actually had parents as clients. And then the parents were learning, like, from the kids. And we're like, wait, there's really no age to financial literacy. All right, we got something here. Like you said, we turned the barbershop and Wall Street, mixed it together. Now it's worldwide then.
Mm. I think one of the dope things about, like the movement, Earn Your Leisure, like, some financial literacy people be on, like, give money, save every penny, thrift shop, all that shit. But y'all are still popular. Like, y'all gonna buy jewelry, you know what I'm saying? You're earning your leisure. Y'all just saying that. You know what I'm saying? It's okay to get money and enjoy yourself too, but y'all just teaching people different ways to get the money and keep the money, like Jay was saying.
Yeah, it's just about being responsible. And, like, you know, that's always been a part of our, like, growing up fashion. We always had, like, that was something that we can't take that out of us. We can't take that out of our DNA. So I'm never going to tell somebody to just shop in Walmart and Target. If that's what you want to do, fine. Mm-hmm. But you can have nice stuff. You can, you know, you can have, you know, jewelry. Just got to be responsible. I think a lot of times people...
And it got to be balanced.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Life is about balance. So before you can buy, you know, a chain, make sure you have money in the stock market. And, you know, before you buy a crazy car, make sure you have a home. Like, these things is, like, balance.
Yeah, we just talked about the whole apartment thing.
Right. That's something that we have always stressed. It's like, we want to change the mindset from consumer to investor. Mm-hmm. We've been taught just to buy, but what if you could actually own? Mm-hmm. And so when people start realizing that, yo, I can buy Nikes, but I can own Nike as well, it changes their mind frame. Right now, that pair of Nikes, Nike can actually buy you the pair of sneakers that you actually wanted. And so when people start seeing that, kids start seeing it at an early age, it becomes entrenched in their DNA. Like, they're going to grow up knowing that, right? Like, I want to own this before I have to buy that.
Mm-hmm. So let's break it all the way down. And you know, we black people, so step number one. Straight out the hood, right?
No clue about any type of
you don't
investing,
know
nothing.
About no E-Trade, no Ameritrade. You don't know nothing about nothing but the block.
Yeah.
First
day out the port.
What y'all going to say to them?
I would say that, like, first you got to start with the mind. Before we even talk about money, and we talk about that, but the mentality is extremely important, right? Because this is why athletes and rappers go broke all the time, because you can give somebody a bunch of money, but if you got a poor mindset, eventually you're just going to end up blowing it. Yeah. So learn to save, like, learn discipline, right? These are things that's extremely important. And this is why it's like, you know, having discipline in any part of your life is going to carry over. So you can tell a lot about somebody by like little habits. Like if I see somebody eat crazy, I know that 9 times out of 10, the rest of their life is crazy. Or if I see somebody that just has no discipline at all, it's going to be hard for them to discipline their finances. So learn discipline, right? Like learn to save money on a continuous basis. Learn not to live beyond your means. Learn not to try to impress people. Financial peer pressure is a big thing. Meaning,
about like,
you live in Atlanta, everybody in Atlanta got chains on, they go into the mall, and they living a life, but you're trying to keep up with them, but you don't understand, they might not even be in a position where they can keep up with themselves, like, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's real. It's real.
Yeah.
So that would be, like, the first couple things. It's like, learn to live in your lane, learn to save, learn that discipline, learn not to live on credit. And then from there, you know, you can start investing your money. So you got my boy Wall Street Trap, and his story is dope about like how he came from the street corner and started investing in stocks. And I feel like
you know that was keep it real. You
no,
know
I him? Follow him. I fuck with all of that.
Yeah, M500 talking about credit. He's the credit king. So these are things that you can educate yourself on as far as to say, okay, I can start with $100 and put into the stock market every single week, right? I'm not going to become rich, but at least I'll develop that habit. And now I can start to clean my credit. And now I can leverage that. So education is like the most important thing.
I'm gonna bring it back down, though. I'm trying to break it down for you how bad it could be.
Yeah.
You know, the average 18-year-old, their parents don't ran through their credit, you know what I'm saying, by the time they're 18. So I'm talking about 500 credit score, about 500 in their pocket. I'm talking about fucked up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, so before you do anything, you gotta have some kind of income that comes in, right?
Right. So which means you should probably ask me a question, don't even debate. Which means you should probably
get a job.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what we preach on big.
I think people kind of discount that.
Can't do
that,
nothing like, with nothing.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
16 months ago, I was teaching. I had a 9-to-5. I don't want people to discount that. Like you have to get a source of income.
You said 16 months ago?
16 months
ago. So what was like the pandemic that changed that for you?
March 13th was my last day of teaching in a school district.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you just left them kids in LA.
Yo. Good luck, yo. Nah. That's people like, oh, you a teacher. I'm like, no, I'm an educator. Now I get to educate in my own school.
Yeah.
Right? I can teach people about things that's gonna resonate with them for the rest of their lives. Whereas before, my impact was this little, right? I was phys ed teacher, so I was teaching kids.
Because you were working for somebody else, and it all goes back to ownership.
Exactly. I was trying to create the same program we did. I was trying to create in my school district, and I had to submit an application. And one of the things I knew was like they could say no. And the fact that they could tell me no when I know the program has worked for 10 years, it didn't sit right with me. And even though that they said yes, I'm like, all right, this isn't going to be it because the ceiling is here for me. But what we're doing now with Earn Your Leisure, there is no ceiling. Mm-hmm. There is no sky for us. Like we can do anything we want because we create everything we want.
But Screen, let me because I want to touch on this. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would do is map out a roadmap. If I was 18 in that situation, first thing I would do is map out a roadmap. Get a job. Right. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean that you still can't be an entrepreneur either, because a lot of people like we always encourage people to be entrepreneurs, but you probably need some level of a steady income to come in if you're trying to save money.
A foundation.
Exactly. So get a job. Right. Try to avoid pitfalls. This is extremely important for young people. What do I mean by pitfalls? Having a kid that you can't afford, being in a bad relationship. These are things that you catch that early on and you might not be able to recover from. These are real situations that we got to talk about. Like you talking about child support, that could be almost 50% of your paycheck. Mm-hmm. You're 23 years old with 3 kids. Now, you put yourself in a hole that you might not be able to get out of, and now you ruined your whole life pretty much because you made a couple of decisions that you wasn't fully aware of early on. Yeah. So when you talk about finances, a lot of finances is actually like what you actually are doing with your life, right? Like, obviously, on the criminal side, too, that can get you jammed up. You go to jail for a few years, now your credit is completely ruined. So I encourage young people to just think about that. Like, first and foremost, think about that. Get the job. Now, once you have a job, stay down until you come up.
Yeah.
Like, realize that it takes time before you can actually live the lifestyle that you want to live, right? Mm-hmm. So save. I can't stress that more. I can't talk about that more than enough. Like, you got to save money, and then you have to invest money.
Mm-hmm.
And as you invest money, Now, hopefully, your income increases over the course of time, right? Mm-hmm. And now, as your income increases over the course of time, the biggest mistake that people make is that they increase their spending with their income. You're always going to be broke in that situation, right? If you're making $1 million, but you're spending $1 million, you're still going to be broke. The key is to keep your spending flatline while your income increases. And now that difference, you can invest. Now you got more money to invest. That's really the name of the game, is have your money work for you, because it's only so hard that you can actually work for money. But now you got to have your money work hard for you.
Yeah. And we live by that code. Not to cut you off, but right. Like I said, we encourage a 9-to-5. That's key. But what you do from 6 to 12 will determine how long you have a 9-to-5. Mm-hmm. Right. So what are you doing after you get off of work? Mm-hmm. Right. Or what are you trying to improve on? What are you learning? Right. What are you trying to change? You say, how are you trying to change the situation from that 6 to 12? Because we all got the same 24 hours. What we choose to do with it is what's going to separate us, right? So, like, a lot of people tell me, I can't do this job anymore. Next question I ask is, what's your plan? You don't have one? All right, you're going to be doing this. You see what I'm saying? So, we got to figure out, we got to have a plan of attack and a plan to execute on, so we don't have to do the 9-to-5 anymore.
Mm-hmm. Niggas want to know that overnight. What the overnight shit is. That's what everybody want to know these days.
You know what made it worse,
what's
bro?
What's the overnight? Fuck the grind, bro. Niggas want to know. Nah, real shit.
It's real.
That's impossible.
Yeah. But that, I'm telling you, all that PPP shit.
Unless you hit the number or some shit.
All that PPP shit fucked it up last year.
And Dogecoin.
And Dogecoin. Yeah. All that shit, like, a lot of people hit quick. You know what I'm saying?
That's but that don't happen for everybody.
Yeah. We know that in real life. What I'm saying is just back to our Instagram theory. Niggas see the result. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you know you broke. Don't nobody else know. You know you broke.
Else
like real nigga shit. So at the end of the day, goddamn.
Yeah.
What you gonna do until that big lick come?
Yeah. You in your heart know you.
Too, like what Black was saying, what are you gonna do until that big lick comes? A lot of people be like waiting on this fictional, imaginary big lick that never comes, and they waste their whole life thinking that they finna hit the lottery or they finna like come into some money. And it's like, you gotta take control of your right now, like
you should.
Yeah, like you can't. You like. Nick, like people be crazy, like.
I can only speak from my own personal experience. Like I had to work. I never really had a real job my whole entire life. I was a commission, so I don't really know what it is to go to work and get a paycheck. So I was working out 4 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning. I was up, even starting Instagram. It was up like to all night, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I feel like people discount the value of hard work, and they only see the finished product. But I don't care if you're a boxer, basketball player, rapper, or in business. I wish I could tell you this is the easy way to get money, but there's no easy way to get money if you're building a business unless you get lucky. And even with that luck, probably there's some work that is in. So I think for me and everybody here, it's a matter of being creative. It's a matter of chasing your passion, not just chasing a dollar, because that's how you're going to get jammed up too. You're doing things for money, but you have no passion, so as soon as you hit a bump in the road, it's going to be over.
Yeah, we chase. Yeah. That's what I said. We chase purpose. Right? We're not chasing a paycheck, and so we're not really looking for the big lick. Like you said, like everybody looking for the big lick. If you made $1 more than you did yesterday, you should be applaud yourself.
You're in the green.
You're in the green. You see what I'm saying? That $1 turns into 10. That turns 100. Turns 1,000. Turns 10,000. Stay down till you come up.
Right? You gotta keep flipping.
There's a reason why we call it earned your leisure, right? Because we've earned everything that we've had. Like, nobody was there with us in the summer. We were sweating in the classroom, but nobody sees that. They see the end result. Mm-hmm. So they want to emulate that. Mm-hmm. But it's a journey. That's the process. You got to love that journey. You got to love the purpose of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? We don't chase money. It's no point. It's going to run from you. Mm-hmm.
What you think the key is to, like, an athlete? And we see a lot of athletes and a lot of rap artists have a lot of money at certain points in their career. Didn't get to a point where they had no money. You know what I mean?
Do they have money?
I mean, I think at some point they make. Think about it. You get an advance. Yeah, you can make millions and lose millions.
Get money.
Yeah, they get money.
I don't know if they fucking it up or not.
Yeah, no. Overhead. Like you said earlier, that they overhead is so crazy. Uh-huh. And I think that artists don't realize, athletes don't even realize, like, you're gonna hit a peak. Like, your check ain't gonna be the same.
The MC Hammer syndrome.
The problem.
Nah, Hammer went harder than that.
Shout out to Hammer.
The whole thing, niggas doing with Hammer.
Nah, they can't do that.
You know what's so crazy? We're talking about the lottery. I just realized I got a bunch of lottery tickets.
Jay. Is that considered? What is that considered? Gambling?
This is the big lick.
That's the big lick. Okay, you trying to hit the big lick. I got you.
Got it now.
That might be better than buying certain other things.
But you know what? Yeah. Nah, everything in moderation, but that is a poor tax. Because even my grandmother growing up, like, you watch people that spend $30 a week on lottery mm-hmm. tickets. They never hit. Mm-hmm. Think about how much money they spend over the course of their lifetime. Probably hundreds of thousands of dollars that they spend. Yeah. What if they would have invested that money into an investment? That hundreds of thousands would have turned into millions. But this is the things that rich people and people teach their children how to invest. Poor people were taught how to gamble. Mm-hmm. You really think about it. Like, every kid knows how to gamble.
Real shit right now.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real.
You learn how to gamble when you're young, but you don't learn to invest until you're 30, 40, maybe never. What if it was reversed? What if you learned investing at the same age you learned how to shoot dice? Where would you be?
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to hang around. I need
smart him. So we was at, shout out to Alex Good Energy. We was at a sneaker store out here, and he was like, yo, this is my man Bank. And I'm like, oh, what's good? And he's like, you about to start a podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. What was that?
That was like 3 years
like
ago.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
okay. I was like, yeah. He was like, what kind of mics y'all use? I'm like, yo, we use these.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's kind of dope. Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah. We was in Quads in Buckhead.
Yeah,
shout out
to
404.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. I respect you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think smart as hell. He learned all this shit, bro. Nah, for real, though. I ain't capping. Makes sense. Both of them. Yeah.
So I'll start because, like, he's in a financial background, but I come from education, right? So everything that you hear me talk about business, I learned from my brothers. Like, I listen to them talk. And it's one of those things, like, I don't want to not be part of the conversation. So if they talking about something I don't know, I got to go learn it. And so now when I come back to the circle, mm-hmm. I got something to add. Now we got value in this communication, right? Nice. So like I'm adding value to the conversation each time. And it could be anything. Like finance is one thing, but it could have been sports. Like if he knew something I didn't know, I'm studying every stat. So the next time we have a conversation, he can't top me.
No, for sure.
See what I'm saying? Like that's that peer pressure though. But that's how it was. So like anything I got from my brothers, or I learned on my own. And so I would read and read and read. And now people look at me like, yo, you know everything. But I'm like, nah, man, I'm an educator. Business, I had to learn. Finance, I had to learn. So there's no excuse why anybody else can't. It's just about, like I said, what are you doing with the 24 hours, right? Like,
yeah,
I worked all day, and I read all morning, and I read all night.
Real shit.
So look, so we were just talking about, you had just mentioned something about the Doge coin or whatever that shit is. So look, I got a two-part question, right? First part is so that we can explain to our viewers, because some of our viewers are
trying to learn.
Yeah, trying to learn. Trying to learn, the best way to put it. So, first part is, what is the difference between regular stocks and crypto? And then my second question is, as far as like the Doge stuff goes or whatever, like how does that whole thing work? And how do you feel about the plunge that it took after Elon was on Saturday Night Live? Yes.
Yeah. Well, stocks is ownership in companies, like real tangible companies, right? So it's like Nike, Adidas, Walmart, Target. All of these companies are called publicly traded companies.
Right.
So the reason why they're called, the public owns them. So not just one person owns them. So anybody can buy ownership in Tesla. Now you're a part owner of Tesla. So that's stock. Right. That's stock in a company. Crypto is different because crypto
is like an airbed.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. So cryptocurrency is like, it's kind of misconceiving deceiving the way that it's labeled as far as currency, because people's not really using it as currency.
Okay.
They're more using it as investments right now for the most part.
Okay.
So cryptocurrency, you got different tokens and different coins. So you got like Bitcoin, you got Ethereum, you got Litecoin, and then you got Dogecoin, which you were referring to. And that right now is more like projects that could potentially have value in the future. Some actually have value right now, but most of it, the things that, like, there's a thing called blockchain technology.
Yeah, what is that? Because I've heard about that too.
Yeah.
So but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So the blockchain pretty much is a way to move things a lot quicker. So I'll give you an example. What's the fastest way to move $1 million right now from Atlanta to London?
Bitcoin.
Right.
Wires. I don't know.
Wires.
A wire gonna take what? 10 days?
7 to 10 days.
I was gonna say a tractor.
But you can send that many bitcoins. Well,
yeah, you ahead of the curve. Yeah. But more people would say a wire. But a wire take like 5 to 7 days. So the quickest way manually would be get on the plane with $1 million and fly to London. That doesn't make any sense. So now with cryptocurrency, you can move it in a matter of minutes, right? Mm-hmm. So even with like medical records, right? Like now, instead of having to like send medical records via email, you can do it instantly. Mm-hmm. So the blockchain technology it's a lot, but it pretty.
But isn't that risky?
Nah, so what it does, what the blockchain does, is it actually takes an accurate account of a transaction, right? And so that transaction or that purchase can never be replicated, right? So like if you had your medical records, mm-hmm. nobody else could replicate your medical records. It'd just be yours, right? That transaction, if he sends it to London, that stays on that blockchain, right? It, you can track where that came from.
Okay.
And so like that's kind of like the purpose of it, right? Okay. Because it makes it unique. Every time something happens, it adds to the chain, it makes it unique, which you can't really do in the real world, right? Like if I had a purchase of something, or like we had a pick, like a painting, we'll talk about NFTs, I'm sure you're gonna ask, but I can't replicate that and say, oh, here's a new presentation of it. You know what I'm saying? So the blockchain makes sure that you can't do something twice, and it keeps an accurate record as long as the history keeps going on. So if Bitcoin stays here for 40 years, that blockchain will keep adding every time a transaction is happening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's like the most important part of the blockchain is that you have record of it.
Yeah.
So like even with NFTs, with artists, like, you know, you can't duplicate something that's on a blockchain because it's only one of one.
So what is the NFT shit? Because I just saw somewhere where Jay-Z just fucking... $19 million
yeah.
into the shit.
That's the amount.
Yeah. So how does it like what is that and what is that like in comparison to the whole crypto thing?
So crypto is,
or is it parallel?
Crypto is the currency.
Okay.
And NFTs, non-fungible tokens, are kind of like, can be anything, but so like you could turn this bottle into an NFT. Right, like you take a picture of it, you turn it into a hologram, and now I can sell this virtual hologram picture as an NFT. And now I sell it to Big Bank, he buys it, and he has a record that he's the only one that owns it in the whole entire world.
Okay, but not to cut you off, if I took a picture of that and sold it as a hologram, Ciroc can't sue me for that?
Well,
for
copyright infringement? I'm just using it as an example.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a lot of people doing their jewelry, like I think Jim Jones and shit like that. They take pictures of their jewelry and then sell it as an NFT.
He was on our show and talked about that. But
NFT, what the fuck is that though?
So, so like this same bottle, let's use this bottle, right? Let's say you signed that bottle, right? Even if somebody tried to buy that Ciroc bottle, like mm-hmm. you said, there's a million of them, right? Mm-hmm. But there's only one that has his signature on it.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that can't be replicated unless right. you sign more of them. You see what I'm saying? So that's what changes it.
But yeah, that's what I was...
Oh,
that's
so
what I
just basically authenticated, like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
My partner was trying to tell me about the NFT shit for hours, and I didn't get it until he said, bro, a digital baseball card. And I, oh, okay. So yeah. you had baseball cards back in the day.
So you put your price on anything.
Yes, you can.
And you get a commission. So that's the dope part about it, too, where it's like, all right, if you're an artist and you do a painting and you sell it for $5,000, that's it. All you get is $5,000. But now with the NFTs, you can set a commission. Like, let's say you said 20% commission. So now you sell it for $5,000, but then 5 years later, it sells for $10,000. So now you get $2,000 from the $10,000. Then it keeps going for the life of it. So every time it gets sold, the original person that made it gets paid that commission.
Think about like Jean-Michel Basquiat, right? Like his painting might have sold for $10,000 in the 80s or the 90s. Because painting now is worth over $1 million.
$100 million,
right? So you think about if his estate would have made it, but percentage on those transactions, his estate would be crazy rather than just that one sale.
$100 million.
You take it, right?
Yeah.
They go that lick.
Nah, right. That lick.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Right.
So who came up with that shit though?
I don't know who started the NFT. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who won the dude that was trying to do the Wu-Tang album? That's the first time I heard about this.
Jeremy Skrillex.
That's the first time I heard about this.
He bought the album for $1 million. That was kind of like the birth of that type of thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't an NFT, but it's collectible. That's really what it's collectible. A virtual collectible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it could be anything. Bobblehead doll.
So is that similar? Okay. Is that similar to licensing an ebook?
You could turn an ebook into an NFT.
Yeah.
But the ebook, like the NFTs, is more like of a one-off situation or a limited amount. Ebooks is gonna be like millions or thousands of them. It's not, you're not really gonna
flip. So let's just say
Jay-Z, he got 2 million of them. Like he can just take anything out of his house and just one-on-one this shit for
1,000%.
Basically, somebody will buy it.
1,000%.
Some crazy amount of money.
Yeah, we just seen it. The number one draft pick. Trevor Lawrence, right? Mm-hmm. As soon as he got drafted, Adidas made an NFT of his draft card, put it up for sale right away. Mm-hmm. The second he got drafted.
Oh, wow.
That's hard. Yeah.
So say this is Black's NFT, right? I buy this NFT from Black. Can I then resell the NFT to somebody else?
And that's the dope part. And then he gets a commission. If he sells a commission, he gets a commission. So,
like a pyramid.
No, I wouldn't say a pyramid. It's like all right, if you buy a painting, right?
Okay.
You can sell a painting. Mm-hmm. Like, people invest in art, right? You buy art, it appreciates, and then you sell the art to somebody else. So it's the same thing, except it's just digital.
But there's a digital thing on it, so if whoever I sell it to sells it to somebody else, I get paid off of each additional sale, yeah. basically?
The first person gets paid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the originator. Yeah. Okay,
like,
cool.
If you didn't have that technology, how would you know if he sold it?
And there's no way for you to get paid.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's dope.
She about to create one. We're going to take a picture. Yeah, for sure. We're going to take a picture before we
Yeah.
Let's run it up.
Yeah. I'll cut y'all in. It's
our
cool.
stock is going up.
What y'all plotting on, though, man? How y'all together, man? What's going on?
You know, that's how we move. Yeah, man. It's just the team. I feel like we're stronger in numbers. And the quickest way to learn is to surround yourself with people that's smarter than you. So, like, Trap, that's my boy, Hemp 500, Jamal, Mike, these are our partners. We all grew up together. So we just a real family. Group economics is something that we practice. And I feel like that's another key to really get rich, if you really think about it, is, you know, empower the people that's next to you, that's closest to you, and y'all all going to grow. A lot of times people try to do stuff themselves, but you only can go so far yourself. Nobody's that smart to figure out every single thing themselves. But if you can rely on other people, if I got a question about credit, I just hit him behind it. If I got a question mm-hmm. about stocks, I just hit Trap. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have
Everybody got to be on the same wavelength, because if you hang around... Yeah. 9 broke niggas, you're going to be the 10th one.
Odds are.
Big facts.
Yeah.
Big facts. Big facts. Big that facts. Is a fact. Big yeah. facts podcast.
Yeah.
She's on it. Yeah.
You know what time it
is. That's a fact.
Another thing got to bring up is the T word, man. Taxes, man. Let's talk about taxes. No one wants to talk about them, but
I hate it.
Damn.
So I can talk about them.
Yeah, taxes suck, but you know, the tax code was made for business owners and investors. It wasn't made for employees. Mm-hmm. The problem is that, you know, coming from working class environments, blue collar environments, we only are taught that the only way you can make money, legally at least, is to work for it. The problem with working for it is that you can't really write off anything, and it's not too many tax deductions you can get. Mm-hmm. As a business owner, you can write off everything. Mm-hmm. Travel, meals, you buy a car. Phone bills, exactly. So it gives a lot more flexibility for people to have a business. And that's another reason why you should be a business owner, is like, take advantage of everything that's created.
Yeah.
We can complain about the system, or we can play the game and take advantage of the system, just like everybody else is taking advantage
exactly.
of the system.
I think that's why it's so important what we're doing, and combining with everybody from across all different types of industries, is because they give knowledge, but there's also another way for you to add something to your business. Like I said, like, we didn't know anything about trucking. We linked up with our brother Alex, you know what I'm saying? So that was another way we could write off. So as we learn, we apply it, which is what everybody should really be doing. Like, I know Shayo said that all the time. He's like, yo, if you're not applying the information, now it's just entertainment. Mm. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to inform you. Mm. Right? So what you do is up to you, right? We're going to give you the information, the applications on you. That's what we live by.
Yeah, and even stuff that we learn all the time. Like, I just learned this year that there's a 6,000-pound rule. Like, if you buy a vehicle over 6,000 pounds, it's 100% deductible.
For your taxes, for your business taxes.
Exactly.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Can we start interviewing? Yeah. I'm about to interview her. Yeah. So what else you got?
I read up on that, too. Yeah. Well, see, what I had learned yesterday was...
New segment.
On this episode.
Yeah, the big facts edition.
So what's next for y'all? Like,
what's next for us is really just taking the financial literacy movement mainstream, and then you feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, this can be as big as anything. It's entertainment and sports, and I feel like for our culture, it needs to be that. Like, we always gonna have athletes, we always gonna have entertainers, and we love that because we just talented people by nature. But now we gotta really highlight the entrepreneurs and the investors and the business people, and go on tours and world tours and things like that. And like, we just did a billboard in Times Square. The reason why we did that was just to show, like, we come from humble beginnings. Now we got a billboard in Times Square just to say, like, that we wasn't promoting anything. We just said the world is yours. That's it.
That's your chain.
You know what I'm saying? So that's really next, man. Just reaching as many people as possible.
Yeah.
Of course, children. Of course, people incarcerated. Shout out to my cousin Khalid. I spoke to him yesterday, and he's in the federal jail. And he was like, yo, you don't understand how big you guys are in jail right now. Like, everybody's tuned into it. They're talking about Wall Street Trap, talking about Earn Your Leisure. And it's like, for so long, so many people risk their life for things that you could have made in the stock market in a week. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're risking 30 years. You're risking your freedom, risking your life for $1,000, $2,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just because you wasn't properly educated and you thought that was the only way to make money. Then you realize, like, damn, I could have just sat in my house in a pool and day traded and made $5,000 an hour. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit. But it all comes down to education. That's why I always say financial literacy is life or death.
literally life or death, because it's like, you know, what you don't know will actually kill you. And this is something that, you know, it's extremely important. So this is our mission. And
we just going to keep pushing it to everywhere that we possibly can.
Yeah, because, I mean, we talk about a lot of things here, but we have a lot of listeners throughout the world. And so, like, a lot of our issues are dealing with the United States. Mm-hmm. But we need to have EYL in Africa. Mm-hmm. We need to have it in UK. We need to have it in Toronto, Canada. Like, we need to have that, right? So, like, that's our job. It's worldwide. I would say dominance, but just informing the world, because a lot of the things that are happening there, we're not aware of, but there's somebody there that's great. And so what we became easily was a platform for people to shine on greatness that you wouldn't normally see, right? Where would you hear somebody talking about the stock market that looked like us? Where? Before we was doing it. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I'm sure there's people throughout the world that have that brilliance that just don't have the platform. So that's what we come in here to do.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
So now that we were talking about like entrepreneurs, businesses and stuff like that, I want to get you guys' take on the whole, how can I put this? The whole PPP phenomenon.
Tell it, man. Shit.
Yeah,
change shit.
Be careful. I mean, same thing kind of with Doge, right? It's like anything that's too good to be true usually is. And you're taking shortcuts in life and you're only going to get jammed up after a while. So if you have, that's for people that have legitimate businesses. It's not for people that are just looking to scam. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm real big on that. But, you know, sometimes people have to learn the hard way. And, you know, lifestyle is appealing. Whether it's you in the streets or you online on social media and you seeing your favorite influencer and you trying to live his lifestyle.
Right.
And you taking shortcuts and you trying to do things that's not ethical. And it's just a matter of time before that karma comes back to you. So, you know, I never tell anybody what to do.
Right.
But I just tell people just to, you know, be responsible about it. Because it's like, it's the United States government. How long you think they're gonna let you just rip them off? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they got all the resources possible to them. So even if a couple people might get away, you're gonna be the one person that get jammed up.
They coming. They gonna come looking for their money.
Right.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So be careful.
Or I tell people like
just have a business. Legitimate.
Flip the money.
Nah, I say shit on Instagram. They say yeah.
What?
You need to apply for everything. Like you apply for the goddamn. No, like, you out of work.
You done told these people that you unemployed, but then you got a
business.
The SBA that you got a business.
I got a business, but I'm unemployed. And I'm fucked up, and I'm rich.
I done did everything. Like, I got employees. I'm unemployed.
And the first thing you're going to do is buy a Lambo.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is hustle. I like the premise of where it started, but I was like, damn, I wish these niggas would go flip the money and just pay some of this shit.
Everybody ain't
gonna somebody did, but
somebody got them waiting to get them for their money back with a bankroll. So
yeah. But some of them people,
somebody took advantage. I hope
some people took people's identities and everything.
Yeah. They come with it. They gonna fix that. They gonna fix that shit. They gonna get that shit fixed. That why me. Shit. Nigga do fuck around, do my name. I can't be mad, bro. It wasn't me. This is the game. That wasn't me, bro. How long it take for them folks to fix it when they tell them it wasn't you? Keep it real.
A minute.
Like, how long?
How long, Marcus? Can they fix your
identity? It might take you up to a year. It could take longer unless you know if you're real strong with how to do it. It depends, but some people get jammed up for a year, 2 years because people keep using it. So once you fix it, people continue to use it. But if not, you get to, it could take you 60 days, 90 days if you really get busy and know the game.
Come on now.
You can realistically get it fixed in 60 days, 6 months. But if you're struggling with it, you don't know what you're doing, it could take you a year, 2 years struggling with identity theft.
So a nigga do a goddamn, SBA, what it is?
SBA PPP.
Yeah, they do a loan in your name. How long you tell them for? Like, man? How long they going to take?
Ask for a friend.
Yeah.
So as the loan hit, take it off. I mean, you know, once it hits your credit, because what happens is it's not going to hit your credit immediately when you do it. It's not going to hit, it may not hit your credit until after it enclosed and went through all of the collections and everything like that, trying to reach out. Then it hits your credit. You a year down the road, year and a half, 2 years later, hit your credit. Somebody did something in 2018. Then it hits your credit. Then you SOL because now you're trying to fight it back. It ain't like it happened. You're like, nah, pull it, stop it. It went somewhere else. It'd be 2 years down the road, and then it's just like, yo, we tagging this on you, and then you can do about it.
But something else that a lot of people don't know or understand either is that if you set your shit up the right way, the entire amount of your loan can be forgiven.
Yeah, forgiveness. That's true. Shout out to
if you really have employees.
Our accountant. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you really have employees.
If you have employees, you got a good CPA. I know.
Yeah. Definitely. The PPP, you could definitely file for forgiveness. So there's so many different ways to do things legally.
Right.
I feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
take a little effort. This was a little effort.
A little bit.
Just a little bit of effort. All that money could have been legitimate.
But you got to know, man. There's a lot of people that just... Somebody come tell you, hey, bro, they getting away, but
right.
That's
take,
all you heard.
Yeah,
you don't give a fuck what the consequences is if I ain't got no money.
For sure.
That's a fact.
Then imagine a nigga $0 saying, I can name. Get you a 30. I can get you, I'm going to get a nigga.
Get you a 30.
I can get you a 30 or a 20.
Shit, last year they were giving out 40s.
50s, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right, I can get you a 50. Yeah. You don't give a fuck. What? They, tell the folk come see me, man.
Right.
Some nigga first. Feel like that. Like, bro, tell the folk come see me when they see me.
Right. Right. I've done worse.
Take my chances.
Yeah, because I'm finna go risk my life for some pennies.
Right.
I've been running around the street. I'm talking about niggas in the streets who doing them shits and they like.
Yeah.
I can't say I blame them.
Them bro. Fucked up down to the last 2,000-3,000 yeah, niggas that we just talking about. Yeah.
Come just, see me for a misdemeanor. Man.
I just wish that 50. I wish that 50 would have turned to 250 instead of it.
Oh no, that's over 10,000. That's a felony.
Bottles
that's
in the club. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
over 10,000. That's a felony.
Federal.
Yeah,
that's
just
a federal
felony.
Yeah,
but they gotta know that.
Y'all just said they
can
forgive this.
But you gotta have
it.
It gotta be a
legit business. Some niggas don't even have no.
Yeah, you niggas that doing other niggas' names and shit don't even. The forgiveness isn't even a concern at this point. Like,
I'm just saying, a nigga with nothing.
Yeah.
How you gonna tell him not to get something?
I feel you.
And they giving that shit away.
You can get it. You just gotta know what to do with it once you get it. Mm-hmm. You used to come up as a
come up change some nigga's life, but you know, I know y'all. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel. Yeah,
just be careful.
I understand. Nah, yeah, for sure. But you gotta think of the risk a nigga taking every day. That's a whole nother conversation.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Cause you gotta think of the niggas who coming from nothing,
but a lot of
take
people,
risks anyway.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They don't give a fuck about no paper.
But a lot of people.
That's my comment.
But a nigga that ain't got no money whose existence doesn't matter on the earth, I'd take that 50 and go to one of those fucking non-export countries and start a whole new life. Shut up.
We got a different audience. See, y'all audience looking for knowledge. These niggas who listen to Big Fat, they listen for games.
Right.
I'm just being keeping 100. Yeah, like it's a different And I hope we bring some of the people over here to fuck with us and vice versa.
Yeah, for sure.
I can understand a nigga with nothing doing something. Because it takes something. Yeah. Like we said from the beginning of the conversation, nothing ain't going to get you nothing.
But what about the people that brought Lambos?
Like that.
That's all I've
been saying.
Them niggas already had money.
Exactly. They had
some of them niggas already had money.
Exactly. So,
but they had them type of ambitions.
But.
Nah. I'm saying they didn't have no Lambo ambition. I need to feel this money out first. I'm too far in the hole. I gotta.
We need a big. Y'all got a big fat button, like when
we were talking about this.
It's on the way.
I need that button with these feet.
But real shit though, bro.
Nah, you're right. Like I said, it's just consequences. You know, it's like
these things around here buying Hellcats. They ain't thinking about no Lambo trucks and shit like that.
Yeah, Florida. They went crazy. They were super Florida.
Them niggas tripping, and the dude overseas. What he did? They say he treated the government. The boy.
Oh,
what's the nigga's name? Skitchy or whatever. The nigga that we talked about a couple episodes ago, he went and got all that shit. He got like a funny name.
The puppy nigga or something like that.
Poopy or whatever the nigga's name is. Yeah,
Hush Puppy.
This guy's crazy.
That was unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas want to know this shit after they done went and got it. Yeah. See now, the shit that y'all telling niggas to do, and I got me a 50 ball, I eat folk, and try that.
To talk to your point, because like I literally just had this conversation yesterday with my cousin. He's serving life, by the way. So he's in the feds. He's telling me like people come home, and when they come home, they telling him like, yo, your cousin's doing this, like Wall Street trap, like they, so they getting the PPP, and he was like, here's what he said, he was like, but they looking to open Robinhood account to invest in, they trying to learn stock market. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do something, at least do it productive.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least try to flip it and get some money. Don't just go shopping
for sure.
Analytics and just go crazy.
Create a business.
Because then you just really defeat the purpose.
Buy some land.
So you can get another one.
Yeah, buy some land. Shout out to 85 South. We was on there. They were talking about buying a gas station, like in their neighborhood, because they ain't like the way that the owner was treating them. Like these are the type of things that we can do.
I think, as a matter of fact, it was a black guy that the gas station that they were talking about. I think a black guy actually did purchase that gas station. So that was like a really good thing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right now you own, like people say that was my block, it's my block, it's my hood. You don't own anything in it. How can you claim it?
Shout out to Scapegoat Jones.
That Scapegoat. Yep.
East Atlanta. Yeah, that was
the top. So what he said, Zone 6?
Zone 6.
That shit was happening over there off Gresham and Gresham and Flat Show, the gas station right there.
Yeah.
They protesting.
Exactly.
Weeks or two.
Exactly.
During the pandemic, right?
The owner
said something crazy or some shit.
So, but that's what I'm saying. They decided to come together with a plan and said, look, we need to own this, right? Why don't we own anything here? It's us.
This is something that's real, though. Like, because even, like, the Kennedys, a lot of people have had criminal, like, the Kennedys, they got rich from bootlegging.
Mm-hmm.
But they flipped their money and they got into politics, they got land, they got businesses, and now they, you know, all of this, the rest is history. And I never forget, like, speaking of Jim Jones, he was one, but a lot of people, even, like, back in Harlem, back in the 80s, they was giving away buildings. You could buy a brownstone for $1, like, as long as you pay the taxes. Like, those brownstones now, it's worth $3 million. But he was like, we wasn't worried about buying property. We was worried about buying Cristal in the club. So I'm not advocating for anybody doing anything illegally, but if you are going to do something, at least have enough foresight and common sense to think like other people that did stuff illegally too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Everybody, because all of them did illegal shit in the
world. Exactly.
It's like all of them.
Yeah. It's like Ozark.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way to clean the money.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Niggas get addicted to what we know. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Like, fuck, that ain't. That's a risk. Nigga, that's a risk. That ain't no, that shit, that's yours. You own it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's crazy. That's Camille that just said that. She was like, they'll tell you.
But that goes back to what we were just talking about too, about niggas being addicted to the flash, because our intro discussion was when you have a significant other, you know how the holidays like Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's, birthdays and shit, people want gifts. Would you prefer a gift as opposed to an investment, like some shit that you can show off on the gram, as opposed to some shit that's going to create a long-term residual income for you? So that goes back to that. Like, niggas, most niggas would prefer the flash as opposed to...
But you know what? That's why we making the stuff that was boring cool. Like, we bought a truck. And we put our logo on it. We put our emojis on it, Earn Your Leisure. So that's our stunt. Our stunt is actually showing you our assets. That's our stunt. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now we actually making something that would have normally been boring and cool. Like, we making that cool now. So now you don't have to just show off your chain or show off something that you just, you know, purchased for the weekend. You can, like, oh, I got this. Now people is doing that. They showing their E-Trade accounts. Mm-hmm. I just made $2,000 for the day.
Yes.
That's their stunt.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So if you're going to stunt, start responsibly. That's a fact.
Hey, yo, somebody big gets facts. To me on the yeah, we talking about
that. That sounds like the Ciroc ad. Drink responsibly.
Big facts.
Why you stunt?
Yeah, the little button.
Big facts. Y'all do the voiceover. I'll do big facts. Just chop that.
Same. Yeah, chop that shit up, Scream. Chop that shit up, Scream.
Big facts.
Hey, but niggas. Nah, I'm just being real, bro.
Nah, every sentence like, that starts like that's gonna be good. I know.
Yeah.
Hey. Niggas. Nah, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say. Let me see. Nah, what I was about to say.
They ain't trying to hear that. They just want to just get the chains and all that.
Now, how do you? Most niggas who grind, like, just say it's a street nigga grinding money, but when it's time to invest, a nigga be so ignorant to the fact of what they invest in, you go thinking everything a scam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Like, I ain't finna chance this money I took all these risks for. Behind these niggas talking about some leisure shit. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? But this shit actually, niggas know, like, this shit could work, but we see niggas lose like that, too.
Yeah.
Take their bankroll and goddamn.
I always say, I say this all the time.
Right or wrong, though.
Gambling is a game. Gambling is a game of chance. For the most part, I know people are going to be like, poker, you can be professional. I understand that. But gambling is a game of chance. Investing is a game of knowledge. So the difference is that when you rolling dice, you're just hoping that you get a good number. 4, 5, 6, or down here is 2 dice. I know, not 3 dice. But if you invest in, you shouldn't do anything without information, without knowledge.
Right.
You can't that's be lazy. It, like, you know what I'm saying?
You're saying you should learn before you do anything.
But you know the financial investors come in with their suit and tie. That's what I was going to have it all laid
that's
out.
That's what I'm talking about. It feel like a risk until you see somebody that look like you. Telling you can do that's it, true. Showing you that they did
that's
it.
That's the shit that them niggas be weary of. They'll go trust the white man. They'll be looking at a nigga like, man, any nigga, man, what these niggas doing, man? They got Rolex and shit, man. They ain't even gonna buy a Rolex in my money.
But you know what's so crazy? You know what's so crazy? Think about all of the biggest scams. Think about the biggest scams in history. Bernie Madoff, like,
$151 billion.
It wasn't no black person doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we so critical of our own. And we look at maybe like a couple bad apples, and it's like every black person's a scam artist. These people been scamming you for your whole entire life, literally. Mm. And you still trust them.
400 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still putting your money in their banks.
Basically.
You still investing with them. You still hire them as your agent.
Yeah. Every athlete, all these rappers, they went to jail, their accountants robbed. Their accountants wasn't black 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Who the CEO of those labels that they signed to?
They can't rob people. Exactly. With no gun.
And they don't feel no way. You shouldn't feel no way when you in the
street,
we talking to you.
You in the street. Mm. Shout out to Styles. One of my favorite rappers. He came on our podcast. Dope.
Styles P.
It hurt my heart to see him on Instagram saying he gets $25,000 a year from his publishing, and then him saying like he's in a battle with his label, and they told him like, you don't got enough money to fight us, like kick rocks. Like, this is a gangster rapper. Like, if somebody's in the street and they take $10, we're ready to kill somebody. The white man tell you, get the hell out of here, don't ever come back. I'm taking your publishing, I own your masters. And you saying, okay. So who's really gangster?
Shit, dog.
What you sign, though, dog? Once you sign that shit, you unlock yourself in that.
Exactly. So that goes back to education.
Yeah, though, I just say this, you got to have knowledge of whatever you do before you do it. Because at the end of the day, I would want to invest my money, but I don't want to invest in shit I don't know about.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. I'm just believing in somebody else. I can't do that.
You shouldn't.
You should.
That's just like you trying to own a McDonald's or some shit and you've never flipped a burger or made some fries.
Exactly.
Like, you got to know every level so that your business can be successful, because if the shit goes wrong, you got to be able to fix it yourself.
People hit me all the time. I got 5,000, I got 3,000. What should I invest in? I never respond. I'm not going to be responsible for you investing your money.
The same shit going on in IDM.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should know.
We could give you education. But I'm not, because as soon as it goes bad, you're going to blame me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I said. What are you doing with your time? Right? Like, if you have idle time, are you watching videos? Are you playing 2K? Or are you trying to learn something that you can invest in? It all comes to that management, that time management, that discipline that Shai was talking about. If you're disciplined enough to do this, then you'll be disciplined enough to do these other things as well.
Mm. So I got another question. One more. This is my last one, I swear to God. So, in your opinion, which one is more important and more beneficial?
Just about to say it.
Cash
versus credit.
Or credit.
step out the room.
quarter mil or half a mil cash.
Or an 800 credit score.
800 plus credit score.
Everybody
can chime in. I know you're going to want to say something. You want the cash.
Cash money. I can count mine.
I'll take a diplomatic approach and say both, as long as you're educated. Because I could take cash, invest it.
And what I'll say, somebody had a choice, though, because people depend.
Either or.
You definitely want both.
What type of person, though? We gotta break these out. You can't pick
any person.
That's good, though.
What type of person? Clean slate. What if they wouldn't give you a clean slate and they said you get an 800 credit score?
But if I don't know that back credit, where am I coming from? Like, we gotta see who we talk to.
You gotta come from wherever you want to come from, all walks of life.
If I'm a person that know how to work the credit, can do all that shit, like, bruh, then I'm going to take the credit.
But if
I'm a nigga, I don't know nothing about credit, and I ain't never even used credit, give me this money if I know how to flip this money.
So
I'm saying? So education. First.
Exactly. It depends on what you know.
Because if you're thinking about how much, what was the cash? How much?
$250, let's say. Everybody always say $1 million, but I think
you got a little bigger.
Yeah, because if I got an 800 credit score, I can
give $250.
Y'all trying to blow the question out.
The bigger you go, the more.
I said he would.
You know what I'm saying?
He wouldn't take it.
If we doing $2 million, you got to give me a 950 credit score.
Listen, I have an 810 credit score right now. This day. Give me $2 million in cash. I'm taking $2 million in cash.
Yeah, $2 million
in
cash. $2 million.
He said he do credit. He'll take the $2 million in cash.
$250,000.
I'm taking $250.
No. I might use it because I think I can.
The first thing you got to do with that $250 is what? What's the first thing you're supposed to do?
Invest it,
but the first thing is that's $250 is tax.
Oh, if you're talking about tax, you thought like the leprechaun just came with a bag of money.
Like, I mean, you can say that too. But technically, if it hits your account, you're supposed to.
Because that's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, see, y'all didn't say all that.
Leprechaun money.
Y'all didn't say all that. Taxes were involved.
I mean, I know you could leverage.
Y'all didn't say shit about Uncle Sam.
You could leverage the credit. You could leverage the credit, but you could also leverage the cash as well. Like, even if you put it in the stock market, you can take it on margin. That's a credit in the stock gain. That's a little bit more of an advanced conversation. But, yeah, I mean, the average person, everybody's saying, like, the credit, but. Average person, like he said, is not really equipped. They're not equipped.
Can't you take 250 and get your credit to 800?
You can take the 250.
But you can also take the credit and go get a line of credit, which is cash.
Okay, probably more than that. I want to hear how we just flip the credit. Give him the mic.
Y'all in for a treat.
And please talk to them about line of credits too while you're at it. When you get done.
Yeah.
It's even bigger than line of credit. So if you got somebody coming out the street, so it's going to be straight to a demographic of what you said. You got a lot of niggas that's going to come out here and be like, I ain't got shit. Fuck that credit. Right? But in reality, they don't know. Is that if I come with a bank where I got $50,000 and I'm not willing to trust nobody to invest, what I'm going to do is I will go to a bank. You can go to Navy Federal, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're the best.
You go to Navy Federal right now and apply for an auto loan. You can pull a VIN number off of Car Gurus. They'll give you a loan if you say, okay, look, I'm going to give you a play. You go in there and say, I need $100,000, right?
What's your credit got to be?
700 plus, right? I give a blueprint on this show how to build your credit report out in detail. You go to Navy Federal, say, listen, I need to get $100,000. You get a Car Guru VIN number, and when you get the VIN number, you put it and mark it down $10,000. they cut you the check 24 hours.
A cargo, say that again?
Car guru. Car just get guru. A VIN number to right. apply cut for the loan.
Right.
They going to cut you the check 24 hours. You got 90 days to give them the title. If you don't give them the title, it turns into a personal loan. So they just legally gave you the loan. It ain't nothing illegal. It turns into a personal loan. But ain't no way in hell you're going to go to the bank and get a personal loan. So for everybody out there, if you get your credit up, it's free game on their show. Then what happens is, okay, you got $100,000 from the bank.
Okay, go
slow ahead. Slow down.
Hold on. Yo,
We're going to watch it over and over. Slow that shit down. Do it again.
Not on slow. We're going to watch it over and over.
You just got $100,000 from the bank. It's an auto loan. Mm-hmm. It's at 3% for the first 90 days.
3%?
3-5%, right? Damn. For the first 90 days. After that, it turns to a personal loan. The interest rate go higher. What happens is now you got a bankroll. So now if you want to risk somebody money, risk the bank's money. So when you see a Wall Street trapper, when you see the Earn Your Leisures and the Earners Anonymous, you now can say, okay, well, shit, them folk money anyway. So I put $10,000 over there, test it out. See, this is where now, but what happens is most of us will get the money and go blow it. Instead of going and blowing it, you got these white folk money. Go invest it. Go figure out and gamble their money. So now instead of rolling dice, you're saying, okay, let me put $10,000 on Ethereum. Let me put $10,000 in Bitcoin and see how it grows. Then you start to learn and then you get comfortable because now that's the beauty of all of us. We got communities where you can come and get with people who look like you who making the same moves. When you got niggas out the streets making $200,000 a month who look like you off of investing money. Right. Flipping less than you had. Right? They flipping less than you had, but they making $200,000 a month and they look just like you. Mm-hmm. The issue is education and getting comfortable. But if you ain't comfortable enough to risk what you didn't risk your life for, then go get the life for money with the credit. Come back and play the game with them. That's how you're going to get to the next level. That's how you earn your leisure.
I'm with him.
Big fact.
We're out. Both buttons. Yeah, both. I'm with him.
That's why he's here.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all remember y'all asked why we travel with each other?
Yeah, that's a fact.
That's why.
Yeah, fuck that cash. I'm with him. Y'all can get the cash.
Right.
I got everything. And I'm finna get this nigga's number as soon as we get out of here. Like, for real. Like, yes, respectfully.
We got 3 iPhones. We got to own Apple stock.
Oh, I need that. We gonna talk about that offline.
How the Wall Street Travis shit go? What that is?
Travis.
Give us a little game.
So I was listening to you, Bank, talk about niggas out the street. I'm from the street.
For sure.
New Orleans, fam. Like, so I know what it take. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it's simply saying, all right, yo, like, if we gonna pop these bottles, that's owning shit. Right? So I was telling my homies, like, how I started off was like, yo, let's own Fendi, let's own Louis Vuitton, let's own Gucci, let's own Dickies, let's own Timberlands first.
Right, and if we own that now, we own the same shit we splurging with. Right, and so the stock market is a huge machine for us that just print money every day. You talking about printing some money, my man just told you how to go get 100K. Right, we can take that same 100K, we can put that in the market. You said, we don't know nothing. All right, you do, you know more than you think you know.
Right,
you got that phone, what that phone is, bank. You got that weed right there, right? Come on, man, we can own that shit, too. The same companies that grow weed, the same companies that fucking fertilize the weed, let's own that shit. If we're going to blow a bag, let's own the whole field of
the
weed.
The whole process.
Right? Let's own that whole shit, right? Let's say, you know what I'm saying, niggas want to wear designer shit, I wear the shit. Like, cool, I'm going to own Louis Vuitton stock, too. Right? Well, if I'm walking around with Dior on all day, let's own that shit, too. Right, and now what happens is my man Matt Morgan's got a shot. Then he just hit me and said, trap. My man about to go to the feds. He about to go do 3 years. What we need to do? I said, well, look, all the money he got right now, let's go put that in the market. So now what happens is when he come home, he ain't got to go ask nobody from the re-up money. He ain't got to ask nobody to give him the money because money done doubled and tripled for him in the market. Mm. Right, so it's just about playing a different game. Right, we only know one game. The only game is if I only know how to risk my life and I only know how to risk my freedom, then I don't got no leverage. They got all the leverage. Right, so if I start saying to myself, nah, yo, like, check this out. I've never told nobody to get out the streets because I come from it, so I can't never talk bad about it. What I can tell my homies and I told all my peoples is, look, fam, we ain't never seen nobody win at this game. So let's just switch it up. Let's just say, now, let me start my kid a custodial account, right? So now they could be a millionaire by 2015.
Yes,
right?
Yes,
so I'm gonna be in the street. If I'm gonna make sacrifices, you know, I'm gonna let my people eat off it.
Yes.
Right? So now if I see my kid eat, I'm like, damn, my daughter 5, she got 6 figures in the market. Cool, she gonna be a millionaire by the time she's 13.
And if your kids are over 12, you can pay your kids and it'll be the biggest tax deduction of your business.
Yeah,
she's been watching.
She's been watching.
I've been doing a little something. I've been reading up, want some shit.
I just want y'all to know that he said Dickies because he's really from New Orleans.
That's a fact. BLC Corp, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
And that's even that. And then if you want to get, you know, a little deeper, you know, we all do options. We all do all of that. So we just play the game from everywhere it's worked. Right, it's a machine, so now we can buy back our time. That's the one thing we don't have. That's our biggest asset, and we let people lowball us on that. Right, so we can buy back our time with every investment we have. Now we can make money. Now we can get with Marcus. We can get with Ernie Lee. We can get with Alice. We can get with anybody who's going to teach us how to turn this cash into assets because the cash ain't worth nothing. So now we can buy back our time with every dollar we make. Every investment is to buy back more of my time. I can make money by owning my 24 hours. How much your 24 hours you own?
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? That's what I want to own. Like when I did the 10-year bid, I ain't own that 24 hours.
Like the podcast.
So now I want to own my 24 hours, and I do that by taking this money. That's why you say, okay, cool, I'll take the 250 because I'm going to know what to do with it. And if you don't know what to do with it, you got to get out of that cage and get to your circle. Mm. Right? Because if you don't own the 250, if you don't know nobody around that can teach you how to change the 250, think about this, bank, I'm going to be 100. Before a nigga learned how to hustle, somebody had to teach him how to weigh the product. Before I was selling weed, when I was selling dope, when I was selling coke, I had to get with somebody to teach me. When I burnt the crack, I had to call my auntie. She raped me on it. You know what I'm saying? But she taught me how to shake. Okay, cool. I know what to do now. You know, so somebody got to teach you along the way. We get education, but we selected what we want to learn. We got to want to learn the shit that's going to change our life instead of the shit that's keeping us stuck right there. That's what Wall Street
Trapping
is, OG.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Where that button at?
He made another button under the table.
EYL All-Stars, man. We want the All-Star team for you guys,
yeah,
man.
This is going to be, like, insane. Yeah. I mean, the conversation after we get up out of this shit.
We appreciate it, man. Any final words for the Big Facts viewers?
We need everybody's EYL. Instagram, too, so the people can follow you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Nah, first and foremost, like I said, thank you guys for having us, man. It's a pleasure to be here, you guys.
And y'all also on the Black Effect, not the cut, but Black Effect. These are Black Effect brothers. Shout out to Charlamagne.
Shout out to Dolly. Shout out to the whole team. But yeah. You get, if you want to tap in with us and learn more, Instagram, Earn Your Leisure, podcast, Earn Your Leisure, YouTube, Earn Your Leisure. We have a stock show called Market Monday. So you can just search us on Earn Your Leisure across every platform. And it's daily education, everything you need to learn. And we also have an online university where we teach as well, EYL University. But all the information is on our website, earnyourleisure.com. And once again, thank you for having us. I really appreciate it and really enjoyed it. Still,
I appreciate y'all, man. Yeah.
So what about everybody's Instagrams and stuff?
Wall Street Trapper, Wall Street Trapper on Instagram, Wall_Street_Trapper, Wall Street Trapper on YouTube. You know, we just putting our information every day, all day, man. We flooding the streets. You hear me, Trapper?
The most dangerous man. At Him500, Mr. Credit to Cash. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Him500, HIM500, recession proof.
There it is, man. Big shout out to the homies for pulling up the Big Facts.
Sure.
Y'all fuck with us at www.bigfactspod.com. Salute, salute.
Appreciate y'all.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.